Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Happy tax day, everybody. Today's the day that you got to write those big fat checks to the government. Or if you're lucky enough, maybe you get a check back, Katie.
Yeah, that was fun.
Jerk.
Yeah, well, and it could be a lot worse. So did you hear like ancient 1900-year-old scrolls were found? And they've said the Imperial Roman Empire did not mess around with tax cheats. If you committed tax fraud, you'd be sentenced to public execution where you'd be, quote, eaten alive by leopards.
Let's bring that back. I say we bring that back.
We should still do that.
Yeah. Let's bring it back.
Wow. Wow.
That is intense.
That's very intense. You didn't carry the one, Howard.
Time to be eaten.
I'm just bad at math.
Death by leopards.
Please, no. Man, it was a different time, wasn't it?
My abacus was wrong.
A different time. Man. I've got a couple things for you clowns before we get into PMI. Josh, you'll like this.
Oh, boy.
The Little Vegas Chapel is offering Star Wars-themed weddings this year.
Oh my God.
Let's see if I got some music for you.
Please.
You go.
Yes.
I do.
It's going to be on May the 4th.
Of course,
is Star Wars Day. Again, not funny anymore, but it's on Star Wars Day. Two packages available. Yoda one for me.
Do I?
Yeah, do. And the Love Star instead of the Death Star.
Oh.
That's so sweet.
It's still an explosion of love, though.
It is, right?
That is cool, man. I would love to do that, but my future wife probably would hate me.
Well, you need to find one.
You got
to
find the right one,
exactly.
Buddy. Exactly. Both offer an officiant dressed as either Princess Leia or Darth Vader. The wedding certificate is also Star Wars themed. And there's a bunch of pictures going around online right now kind of promoting it. There's some stormtroopers as the groom and blah, blah, blah. The Love Star package is $600, and Yoda one for me is about $860. I don't know why that one is more.
It's more fun to even say.
It's Yoda.
Yoda one
Yoda.
For me.
Maybe that's why.
Both cheaper than anything you'll pay for a real wedding. So,
I know, right?
You know what?
I actually, Josh, I wanted to show you. I saw a video about a gender reveal where they had two people fighting with lightsabers and stuff, and one was pink and one was blue, and so the pink one won.
Cute.
And
that's
it was going to be a girl, but it was so. It was like a five-minute
so long cool.
gender reveal,
no,
but
it,
I was
long,
glued the
cool.
whole time.
Too
like,
long this is.
It was pretty neat, though.
Boy or girl, what is?
Oh, that's good.
That's cool, man. I would love to do that. I don't know if I want to find a nerdy wife like that, though. I want the wife to not like that.
You okay?
Because it's too much Star Wars.
Yeah, it's right? Classy.
Yeah. With both of you together.
We'll have a little class.
Too much for the universe.
It is.
Can't handle it.
That's funny. All right, well, it's time for PMI now. We've been sifting through all the stories this morning. And we found a positive story, a minus story, and something a little bit interesting for you to start your morning. I got to ask, who got the pee?
I got that pee.
You got that pee.
I do. And this actually starts off a little sad because a pet tortoise went missing in a tornado.
Aww.
I know. His name's Myrtle. And he
Myrtle
is
the
now
turtle.
Myrtle the
is.
Turtle.
Of course
love
it is.
This tornado happened March 15th down in Mississippi, and his owners didn't know where he went. He was gone for 2 full weeks, and a neighbor finally found him. He was injured, but he's going
to
be okay.
The tortoise got picked up, and it just took him about 2 weeks to get back home.
Yeah,
he was just walking
right?
really slowly. Dum, I'll come back home.
Exactly. And he was injured. That turtle was really
slow. Poor buddy.
You know?
Oh, like, he only had three good legs.
Good to hear that Myrtle has made his way home safe. No word on his house if they've reconstructed that yet. I'm sure he has insurance, but yeah.
Those
Myrtle's
turtles can
okay.
live forever, can't
like
they?
Like hundreds
the tortoises,
of years.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want one of those as a pet.
No, they will outlive
they will,
you.
They will outlive
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
It's
so,
a slow lifestyle, man.
I believe
just
the,
chill.
The oldest tortoise just clocked in at like 169 years or something.
Isn't
lived
it the guy
the
that fathered
World
like 40,000 children or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, I think he's, so. I think yeah. so, yeah. But it's like 169 years old.
We were at, I think, was it Reptile Gardens or something up in South Dakota? There's some of those giant tortoises that are, you know, they've been around since the Civil War.
Yeah.
It's pretty nutty.
This one, the
yeah.
oldest living one right now is 192 years
92.
Old.
Okay.
Wow.
He lived yeah. on the island of St. Helena. And not so 192 years ago, I mean, that's
so not when a good pet. When I lived in Grand Junction, Fruita, actually, a little bit closer to Utah, there's a place called Munchies. It's a little like lunch spot. And their owner
it's
there.
It's called Munchies?
It's called Munchies. And they used to have a tortoise outside. Like, it would just be sitting out there. Like, I don't know if it was the owner's pet or somebody who just came to Munchies a lot. But you'd go to Munchies and, you know, 9 times out of 10, you'd see a tortoise sitting out there. And it was just so neat, like, to just see a big turtle. Yeah.
You're like, back again.
You just feel like you're in the presence of greatness, like what you have seen, Mr.
So that,
turtle.
That turtle you were talking about, Josh, he was born in 1833.
Which is before Charles Darwin's Origin of Species came out in 1859.
That's so crazy.
So think about that. He was alive and chilling before Charles Darwin wrote about evolution.
The stories this turtle has.
I've seen some things.
That's wild.
They have to be studying these tortoises, right? They have to be studying them to figure out why they live so long and how they can translate that to humans.
He's like, what's your secret to life? I eat a hot dog every day.
Yeah, right. He's like, I smoke cigars and have a glass of whiskey every night.
Oh, turtle.
Oh, turtle. You silly turtle.
He's going to get turned up.
No, he's not.
Too far.
Sorry.
No, too far. It was fine until that. It was fine. All right, so I have the M, right? I have the minus, Josh?
I have the what I thought was the interesting,
all right,
so.
Good. I'll do the minus. You guys have to tell me if this is a minus. They put out a list this morning of the worst messages to send on dating apps. And both of you were kind of dabbling in the dating apps. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least you have. So here's the list. You tell me. I'll give you just a handful of these. Tell me why we should date. Do you like that?
Like you actually asked someone that?
Tell me why we should date.
Oh.
No?
Yeah. That's I don't like that.
Like I said, these are the worst messages. Okay. I saw your face. You went. You remind me of my ex.
Yeah, don't say that.
No? You free tonight? I feel like that's one that you would send, Josh.
No.
You free tonight?
Those. No.
How about you up?
Oh,
absolutely
God.
Not.
I feel like that's when you would send
it's 3 in the afternoon. Like.
Yeah, if you're day drinking, you send the you up text
hey,
at like 1:30 p.m.
Hey, beautiful, or hey, handsome?
Oh, I hate it.
Really?
No, don't
hey,
call me beautiful.
Beautiful
if you've never met me, right?
Why?
He's just looking at you.
No, don't say. Like,
what do you want him to say?
I get the hey, beautiful thing is cringy. But
a chubby bunny?
What if someone said? What if someone wrote you and goes, hey, you are so beautiful, I wanted to get to know you?
I don't like that. I don't. I think
hey,
that that's,
you're
hey, beautiful.
You're like a solid 5
no,
out of 10. I want to get to know
like,
you.
I don't like that it's immediately about my looks. Like, hey, you've. There's some interesting stuff on your profile. I really think we'd click.
What
maybe
if they
we
combine
could talk
them?
More.
Hey, beautiful, you up? You free
no,
tonight?
I don't like the hey, beautiful.
Tell me
period.
Why we should date.
I don't like the hey, beautiful either. That's,
yeah,
but like
I don't.
If someone says you are so beautiful, that doesn't you don't like that?
Maybe like
I
if
feel like that's flattering.
Yeah, I don't. I like
but
to
on the other end,
that.
I feel like they're just saying that to get in your
yes.
You know,
I feel
in your
like
shoes.
It's not. It, there's no warrant. Like it doesn't hold any validity. The comment. It's just completely empty.
It's just to kind of schmooze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I get
so,
that. I don't
so
like the hey, beautiful.
I don't like it until you meet me. And then if you meet me and you want to hey.
Like, oh my God.
What if they're like, what up, sexy mama?
Exactly.
Is that-
or,
you up?
What up, chubby bunny? All right. And then the number one on the list was hey or hi.
Oh.
78% of dating app users say that they hate the just basic hey or hi. What's that all about?
I don't mind it because it's like it's overwhelming sometimes the amount of messages you have to reply to. Like,
oh, look at Katie
is,
over here,
well,
Josh.
Well, I think Josh can attest to that. Like,
I don't talk
gets,
to anybody.
I just
Josh
get
like,
so many
keep
messages
me out
coming
of your
in.
Don't throw me into this,
no,
Katie.
and especially there's a certain app that makes the women message first, and so it's like that is daunting sometimes where I have to come up with a clever salutation every time I talk to somebody. Like, no. What's up, Kevin? That's all you
what
get.
What up,
K-Dog?
See, that's a guy's hey, beautiful. What's up, Kevin?
What up, homie?
I know. But sometimes it gets overwhelming. So when I get into that state of mind of, sup, Kevin, then I'll just shut it down. I'm
I feel
like
she
I shouldn't
just
be doing this right now.
Is talking about all this just to say that I have so many replies.
That's what you wanted to say.
There's so many people wanting
like
me right now.
47 waiting for
I just,
me right now.
Like every day coming up with witty things to say to the 40 guys
it's
that are
hard.
Messaging me.
It's hard.
Oh,
it's
to be
is.
Katie.
All right.
Josh,
so
what's
funny.
The interesting?
Oh, my gosh. It's, as a guy, if some girl just said hi, I'd be so excited. Like, oh my gosh, she said hi to me. Well, this is interesting to me. So NVIDIA, is that how you said NVIDIA?
NVIDIA,
it's a,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's a manufacturing company, but what's interesting about them is they are now manufacturing American-made AI supercomputers for the first time, and these will be available for the common man. So what is different about these AI supercomputers is they have Blackwell chips, which are now being produced in Arizona, and they basically
As
they should be, yes. They are basically making these supercomputers that just intake millions of AI different things per second. I don't even, the words they're using are so
different
incredibly
things per second.
Large.
Perfect.
It's, you, I don't
I
know.
AI
it well.
Different things per second.
I'll just say this. It's a new data good. Center Content. Created for yeah. the sole purpose Content. Of processing artificial intelligence at millions of gigawatts per second. So that's the what they're going to be doing. And so everything that you've been really interested lately, Jeremy, in creating the funny little pictures, well, it's going to be able yeah. to do that and millions of other things. And I don't know if I like this, that the common man is getting these AI supercomputers. That's my whole thing.
We already have them, though, like with ChatGPT.
We don't have supercomputers, but look at what the regular computers do
That's
to us
what I'm
already.
Saying.
Like, we're already so obsessed. We're fixated.
It's
we can't
a scary
turn away
thing.
From a screen.
Yeah, you
imagine.
Did it for how many hours? 11 hours yesterday,
exactly.
Jeremy?
Exactly.
No, I did it for about an hour.
But even, like, screen time is bad already, so that's where I'm with you, Josh. I don't know if we really need supercomputers available to the average
well,
person.
Why? It sounds like you need one, Katie, for all
why?
Your pickup lines.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Computer, come up with 45 witty hello.
Responses to all the men
to
in my DMs.
All horny dudes in my life.
Computer, get me more responses than sup, Kevin.
Yeah, that's a bad one. Sorry.
Why?
Sup, who's Kevin?
Sup, Kevin? I don't know. That's he know. Only gives me his first name.
Anyway, those will be available yeah. in the next 12 to 15 months, and that scares me because AI is very scary.
It
I'll
is.
Take it.
I don't want
I don't
one.
Like
get
it.
Her done.
I don't like AI.
Mm-mm. Too bad, buddy. It's coming.
Ruining
it's
the
here.
World.
It's
gonna
done.
Ruin the world.
It is done.
We're screwed.
The things
make
I was
sure
telling
like
AI
you.
To do, like...
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Who's your AI?
It's got to hey, be baby. A better way to say that, Jared.
Now, do these computers vibrate, or...
things I was telling AI. I was telling it to say, who's your daddy?